think I'd show you the way. Give it up to him each day.
Welcome to Light. L-I-G-H-T means living in God's hands today. That's not easy to do when you're facing death. Today's true story is about a young life leader named Don. He'd taken a couple of college students from the Young Life Leadership Program on a camping and rock climbing trip through the Rockies.
It was the 24th of August, the last day of our trip, and we were in Boulder, Colorado. Chris and Rick and I had decided to make one last climb before we left for home. It was late in the afternoon, about 4 o'clock, when we arrived at the base of the mountain. The hike up the mountain went fast, but climbing the 1,600-foot rock face was slower than expected. 3 hours later, we got to the summit. It was 7 o'clock and getting dark, so we decided to start back down immediately. I went first. I secured one end of my rope to the anchor in the rock face and started rappelling down. As I got to within 10 feet of the end of the rope, I noticed the figure eight knot at the end of the rope had worked its way loose, and there was nothing to keep me from sliding off the end of the rope. There was a ledge 70 feet down, and beyond that ledge, the drop-off was over 500 feet. I started pendulum swinging to a spot where I could get a foothold, and with one hand, try to retie the figure eight holding knot. But I was exhausted from the climb, and before I could get a foothold, the rope started slipping through my hands, burning them raw. I fell.
Rick, look! Oh my God, Don fell!
Where? Can you see him?
Yeah, see that ledge?
I see him!
There!
I see him!
Don!
Don, can you hear me?
He's not moving. Listen, Rick, I'm gonna rappel down, okay?
Yeah, okay, take it easy, okay?
Don, where does it hurt?
I'm in a lot of pain.
Don, listen! I'm gonna make it down to the base and get help! Chris will stay there with you!
I think I'm bleeding internally. There's this warm feeling in my stomach.
You better hurry, Rick!
Try to hang on, Don! I won't be long!
Dr. Davis, telephone.
Hello, Boulder Community Hospital Emergency. Sir, you'll have to talk slower. Sir, I understand. There's someone hurt on the mountain. Sir, I am trying to help you. Just tell me, sir, where exactly are you? Uh-huh. Okay. Yes, I know where that is. All right. Ask the person whose phone you're using if they know where the ranger station is. They do. Okay. Have them take you there. What's that? What? You called the Rocky Mountain Rescue Service? Good. Okay, wait at the ranger station for the ambulance. They're on their way. You'd better get out there.
What do people have to climb mountains for anyway? You know, I brought one guy in here twice. You'd think he'd learn the first time.
I doubt if this one's gonna be back again.
What do you mean?
He fell 70 feet onto one of those rock ledges.
70 feet? This guy doesn't need me. What he needs is a miracle. I'll see you later.
Chris, when we get to the hospital...
Don, you okay?
No, Chris, I'm really in a lot of pain. Listen, I want you to do something for me.
Sure.
If I don't make it, I don't know how my parents would take it if they lost another son.
Come on, stop talking like that. You're going to...
Listen, pray with me.
Sure, Don.
Dear Lord, we need your help. Please, Father.
Father, get us down safely, Father, and watch over.
I'm Sergeant Tim Pond from the Rocky Mountain Rescue Unit. You the doc?
Yeah.
Yeah, Don fell more than 70 feet. He could be bleeding internally or something.
Who are you?
This is Rick. That's his friend up there.
He's really hurt. We gotta get him to a hospital.
Hell, don't worry, son. We'll get him down. Can you point to the spot in the mountain up there?
You see that first breakaway in the mountain?
Yeah.
He's on that first ledge, just above the breakaway.
Can you get me up there, Sergeant?
I'm sure gonna try. Get your stuff together into that four-wheeler over there. I'll take you up to the fire road. Billy...
Yes, Sarge.
See that rocky ledge up there? The first one. How far would you say that is?
Looks like about 500 feet.
Well, that's what I figure. Now, there's a man up there hurt real bad, and the only way we're going to get him down is to run a block and tackle up that mountain and onto the rock ledge. Lower him down in a wire basket. So get in the horn and get a rescue crew up here.
Right, Sarge.
Oh, and Billy, this is going to be a long process. Could be 4 or 5 hours. We'll need several teams to do it, so I want every man we got down there, okay?
I'll round them up. Don't worry, Sarge.
And I don't want any excuses from anybody, you hear?
I gotcha.
Okay, get on the phone. I'm going to drive the dock up. I'll direct the rescue from up there. Now, let's go.
It took almost 6 hours for the rescue. An ambulance was waiting at the foot of the mountain. I was rushed to the hospital where a whole team of doctors and specialists examined me. I had a ruptured bladder. I was bleeding internally. My kidneys, pancreas had all shut down because there was so much internal swelling and bruising. My right ankle was shattered. My right elbow was dislocated and shattered. I had broken my hips, fractured several vertebrae in my lower back. They were afraid my lumbar would pull apart and leave me paralyzed. I remember praying, "Lord, I know you're with me. You've been with me so far, and I know you'll continue to walk with me." During the operation, Chris and Rick contacted my brothers and friends to tell them what happened and asked them to pray for me. Young Life folks throughout the country were praying for God to heal my body. My parents were traveling, so we couldn't reach them. My brother Dave, who had just gone through a rough divorce, took an emergency leave from the Army and flew out to be with me. The next day, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I woke up in the intensive care unit. I had an infection and was burning up with fever and pain. Dave had taken a bed alongside mine. They let him stay with me because I needed somebody to monitor things around the clock.
Hey, hi, kid.
Dave, how did you...
A major walls to you.
Well, wait, what are you doing here?
I got here this afternoon.
This afternoon? What day is it? I'm kind of groggy. Huh. Where are we?
Intensive care.
Oh, yeah. Where's Chris and Rick?
I think they went back to Connecticut this morning.
Mom and Dad?
They're driving to Florida. We've been trying to get in touch with them. Hopefully today. Look, you need anything?
Maybe some water.
Oh, look, here's some ice. Just let it melt in your mouth. Yeah. How you feeling?
Like I fell off a mountain?
I'll do the jokes.
Yeah.
Look, from what the doctors tell me, we're lucky you're still alive.
I guess God must really love me.
Yeah, well, it's hard to see God's love or purpose in what's happened to you.
God spared my life, Dave.
Oh, really?
I mean, he must have some purpose for my life.
After all that's happened, you're not even a little disappointed?
No.
Well, I am. I mean, I tried to follow God's way, and look what happens. I can't see God's purpose in my divorce.
Look, Dave, you may not see much purpose right now, but you have to believe that God's in charge.
In charge? Why wasn't he in charge of my marriage? And hey, if he's in charge of me, why isn't he in charge of my wife? Can you answer me that, huh?
It's strange, isn't it? The correlation between the hurt that the brothers were feeling. One hurt was physical and the other was emotional. Stay tuned. We'll be right back to our true story about Don right after this. God is alive in this story. And through Jesus, he can be alive in you. Say this simple prayer. Jesus, come into my heart.
Oh, your father's still in with the doctors. I left. I couldn't look at another x-ray. You know, when I think you were alone here for 2 days, I'll never take another vacation.
I wasn't alone, Mom. Dave's been here almost from the beginning.
Boy, after seeing those x-rays, you're lucky to be alive, son.
Lucky?
Well, I should say thank God you're alive.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Mom and Dad, you sure have had your share of heartaches, you know, with Richard dying in that accident, Dave's divorce, now this.
Well, a divorce isn't quite like almost dying.
I don't know if I'd compare.
Well, Dave's really torn apart. I mean, he's in a lot of pain. He needs us.
Well, I know, but
I mean, he didn't mean for his marriage to come apart any more than I meant to fall off that mountain.
Well, now, I think that's apples and oranges, son.
I don't think so. Dave needs God's healing, too.
Well,
didn't he always teach us that God loves all of us?
Well, yes.
And then how can we decide whose pain is worthy of God's healing?
Hey, hi, folks. How you doing, Don?
Fine. We were, just talking about you.
Oh? What about my divorce?
Well, I mean, Don was just saying how you were feeling hurt and...
Yeah, look, I'm having a hard time with it, Mom. Trying to put my life back together and...
Dave, if we can do anything...
Well, yeah, you can.
Pray for you?
Pray? Yeah, I guess so. I'm not on very good speaking terms with God. You know what I mean? But if you want to pray, that's fine. I just can't do that now.
Listen, Dave, you just have to put your life into God's hands.
Oh, yeah? Well, how can I do that? I want to be able to control my own life, you know?
Can't you pray about it?
Yeah, last time I prayed about anything was when my marriage fell apart. I prayed for God to put it back together again, but it was too late.
Son, it's never too late.
Yeah, well, I waited too long. Maybe if I had asked God to be a...
partner?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's...
Well, you know, it is never too late to put your trust in God.
I'd like to do that.
I think you've already begun. But promise me one thing.
What's that?
Let God do what he does best. Let him heal you. And don't get in his way.
You trying to tell me to get in the back seat and shut up?
More or less.
Okay, I get it, yeah.
We've always been a close family. But those 3 weeks in Boulder brought us even closer together. Dave went back after 10 days. He called just a few days later. Hello?
Hey, little brother, how you doing?
Hey, Dave, great to hear from you. I'm about the same. How you doing?
Well, I've been thinking about what you said, and I've been praying.
Good for you.
Being separated from my kids is still painful, but it doesn't control my life anymore. I think God has sort of taken away my despair, and I can feel some hope there, you know?
That's great, Dave.
I'm not home yet, but I can see the house in the distance. I'll be fine.
God had performed a miracle. I thought if this was the whole purpose behind my falling off the mountain, then it's been worth it to have my brother, whose life has been so shattered and hurt through his divorce, realize how much God loves him. At the end of the fourth week, all of a sudden, everything within my body began to work normally. All my internal organs started working together. The doctors were totally astounded at the healing process that was taking place. As the weeks went on, I moved from a wheelchair to using a walker, to crutches, and finally, by the end of the eighth week, walking with a cane. I went home the last week in November, and by January, I was walking without even a limp. Just 6 months after the accident, this was an incredible miracle that God had performed.
Turn on the light, let God show you the way. Give it up to him each day. Walk in his light. He listens when you pray. Living in God's hands today.
Is your faith strong enough to allow you to encourage or minister to others in the face of your own troubles? Jesus said in Luke chapter 11, verse 36, "Therefore, if your whole body is full of light, and no part of it is dark, it will be completely lighted, as when the light of a lamp shines on you."